V-Rocks. Noise from Vegas.
Whoa! Hey! Don't touch me! Don't touch me! Whoa! Hey! Don't touch me!
Vegas Hosting is your one-stop shop for all of your hosting needs. With up-to-date, state-of-the-art equipment and in excess of 20 carriers servicing the co-location facility, your website is always up. Vegas Hosting offers packages as low as $5.99 a month with no contracts to sign. Visit Vegas Hosting on the web at vegas-hosting.com or call toll-free to discuss your needs at 1-877-286-1052. That's 1-877-286-1052. Vegas Hosting. Hosting with us is not a gamble.
Microphones? Check. Clicker liquors? Present and accounted. How about the props?
They're mad.
Celebrities? They're dead. Broadcasting?
Streaming.
Let's do this. Ladies and gentlemen, coming to you live from Las Vegas, this is the ultimate in internet radio.
This is Spank Wagon Radio.
Let's now join our hosts, Rod Balls
and Trencher.
Ladies and gentlemen, as I just said before in the pre-recorded segment and made for your pleasure, it is now Friday night, and you know what that means?
That can mean only one thing. It is now time for the one, the only Spank Wagon Radio.
So everybody prepare for 2 hours that'll completely disappear and will make you wonder, what in the hell am I doing with my life?
But then you'll be happy because you realized it was time well spent.
Spent with us because, God damn it, you need more of us in your diet.
We're that good.
Yeah, we're more necessary than vitamin C.
Spank Wagon, the fiber of your stool.
Your colon appreciates the Spank Wagon.
Shavump.
Shavump.
I, of course, am the infamous Club Balls.
Where the fuck is everybody in the slow chat room day?
I'm just like totally ignoring the chat room just to kind of bring it up like an upbeat thing, and you totally ruin it.
Ruin what? Oh, well. Yes, as he just said. Can I have one of those?
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, I love you. Water.
I'm sure you do.
Water. Alrighty, folks. Yeah, he said he was the quadraphonic Ayatollah.
Mm-hmm.
Claude Balls. I am your other host, the more normal Trencher.
You ever thought about saying the Trencher?
You know, I used to go by the Trencher, like the Trencher. I'm the Trencher. I'm the one who digs the holes. No, I just went by Trencher, and it's kind of always worked out. I'm the hole digger. Well, actually, there's a friend back home named Old Chew who used to call me Ditch Digger.
Ditch Digger.
Ditch Digger.
Because of Trencher.
Trencher. Ditch Digger. So I didn't, yeah, I had a Ditch Digger. And sure enough, I knew he was talking about me.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, well, you know, we all can't be Claude Balls.
No, you can't, because if you were all Claude Balls, you'd all be me. And if everyone was me, you know.
And everybody was him, they'd all be filled with sloth. I didn't know what I wanted to say. I wanted to say something funny, but it just didn't come up. That's funny.
Right. Of course. How's your week?
My week was actually very good. I can't complain. My week was busy. I had school and everything like that. But going home every day after a busy day of work and watching my son and playing with my son is still an awesome thing. And it's been like 7 weeks now, you know. So
that's great. You sound like a Chinaman.
How so?
Well, because they were doing this interview, and this Chinese guy had a son he's really proud of.
I'm very proud of my son. He doesn't have to do anything at this point. I'm proud of him. When he starts screwing up, then we'll talk. Then we'll have show content.
Your son's going to be a handful. He already, if your wife leaves the room, he'll like cry, and he'll stop, and then he'll actually lean out of his seat, to like watch for your wife.
Yeah, he's
and
very,
as soon as he sees her, he'll start just crying again.
Yeah, he's already got it figured out how to manipulate, and he does a great job of manipulating the mom, a little more than the dad, but he still pulls at me, you know. Still pulls at me, so I can't complain. All right, hey, enough about my kids. How was your past week?
Not too bad. I got a new 40-gig iPod.
Yeah, I know.
I'm working on yours.
Yeah, uh-huh. Sure, whatever. That's a famous last word.
Uh-oh. Trust me.
So, yeah, you got your new 40-gig. I noticed you got some work done on your truck, finally.
Yes, I have a brand-new radiator. The truck runs.
Is it keeping cool?
Oh, hell yes.
There you go.
Because I'm that good of a mechanic.
Oh. Hey, if you realize what you're listening to, and you're listening to one of our beautiful syndicates up in, you know, wherever you are in the United States or Canada even.
Even Canada, we are international up in this.
Word. If you want to join us live, get your asses over to the chat room. Go to spankwagon.net. Click on the cam and chat link. Join us in the chat room. Also, if you want to get in touch with us anytime during the show, 1-866-LV-ROCKS, local Vegas, 383-8120.
That's right.
So remember, of course, it's spankwagon.net. Of course, see if you have a link from wherever you're coming from. We know we got a lot of listeners in Canada.
We know they're out there.
So
bless you, Canada. You're picking up for like everyone else.
It's well, of course, you know, it's Canadian. You know,
Canada, the bearer of America's sins.
Mm.
I don't know if we can say that.
Bearer of America's bad news.
Bad news.
You know, I mean, come on. Being a neighbor to our north, you know that they treat Americans the same way we treat the Mexicans. Oh, Jesus, more Americans coming up here, eh?
You know, I really don't think so.
See, I do. I really do, because, you know, they've got to have some national pride somehow.
Dude, national pride has nothing to do with intolerance of
coming up
culture.
Here and taking our health care. Come on!
Yeah, right. See, Canadians can have health care provided by the government, because unlike Americans who watch fucking Zoloft commercials every 10 minutes, dude,
Man. We
don't run to the doctor every time we sneeze.
That's true. Very true.
They don't abuse the system.
I'm sure they have people that do abuse the
system.
Maybe not in the quantities we do. As a matter of fact, earlier this week there was an article. I don't have the exact article or the numbers. I'm just going off the top of the head here.
Okay.
The article actually mentioned that almost half of bankruptcy that's filed in the United States is due to medical bills.
You know, I honestly would not doubt
that. We are all one serious illness away from bankruptcy, they say.
That's pretty intense.
It's very intense. I mean, think about it. You know, someone with insurance or no insurance, you're equally fucked, you know, no matter what. I just want to, you know, that's sad.
Yeah. Well, you know, like I say, man, unfortunately, it's unfortunate we actually have to have bankruptcy because, you know what, $12 for, like, aspirin in the hospital?
It's ridiculous.
Exactly.
It's
exactly.
Ridiculous. And you got to watch out for shit because they will scam your ass every which way but loose.
By the way, Akari says he's never been treated badly by a Canadian, and I'm very inclined to believe Akari.
Hey, I don't know. I can only imagine. I mean, I've been treated bad everywhere I go, so.
Well, yeah, that's just you.
Oh.
That's your vibe. You have a very distinct abuse me vibe. I'm surprised you're not a masochist.
What do you mean?
I don't know. I'm just kidding. I have no idea where that was going to.
Uh-oh. Humor fail.
I was trying to get you like on one of those rants or something like that. But no, it's because, in all honesty, it's because you have that unapproachable look.
Yeah, well, maybe.
And it's not a slam against you. It's just a look of, hey, I'm here.
Don't fuck with me.
Yeah. If you want to talk to me and you're intelligent, great. You know, there's the silence in the background. People are scared of that.
Yeah, I can understand that. All right, what are we doing today? Well, we got a first thing we got to cover. I think we better do this. LVRocks.com actually runs a football pool every year. And the winner of the
1990, where'd that come from?
About 10 years ago. Thank you.
I need a soundboard for that. just for a rim shot.
The 2004 football pool played on LVRocks.com site actually was up this week. The winner, as far as I could see in the boards and everything, is going to be Biz. So congratulations, Biz, on your win with the football pool this year. Wanted to let you know, I know you're not listening, but we'll still let you know that you are going to get two wonderful gifts. Yes, what are the gifts? First, Claude?
First, we have a wonderful $50 gift certificate from Best Buy.
That's $50 for you to finally get some updated technology.
That's right. It's
or CDs.
Exactly. And it's not that Spankwagon...
Or DVDs.
Yes. It's not that Spankwagon doesn't...
Or a phone card.
I'll never get a chance to fill that then. Is there anything else? Oh, wait. How about washer appliance, big screen TV? Would you just like to go to BestBuy.com so you can read everything off the list while you try to interrupt me again?
Telephones! iPods.
Job application.
Contact us.
That's right.
No, so we got the gift certificate Best Buy.
Right. See, and it's not that Spinkwagon likes Best Buy or anything like that. Specifically, we don't like Best Buy at all, and we find the people there idiots. So we basically got a Best Buy gift certificate so that you, the winner, can basically have to deal with the stupidity when you go through the store.
Deal with something we don't have to.
Spinkwagon gifts, there's always a catch.
Always a catch.
However, we also have a second part of that prize.
Second part of the prize. The second part of the prize was a $50.02 gift card.
$50.02, because it's $50 and
our 2 cents. And that's for Barnes & Noble, so you can finally read and learn something for fucking once. Get your head off of the TV, just go read a fucking book. You've got at least 7-8 months before you have to deal with this shit again.
However, Trencher here neglects to tell you that he is a, basically, you know, hopeless romantic type, you know, that has hope and everything.
Oh, what?
We know that you're just going to piss away that $50 and 2 cent gift certificate over at the coffee bar.
Pretty much.
So, you won't read a damn thing.
Yeah, well, maybe magazines. I think they sell Playboys there. So there you go. But Biz, congratulations from Spankwagon. You'll get our prize when you get the main prize pack. We don't know what anybody else is giving you, but we know we can give you, we're giving you.
We got our shit together.
We're here, man. We got it done.
That's right, man.
All right.
So that's done. So cool, yeah. So that's part of the prizes right there. Hopefully,
could you turn that monitor a little more towards? Dude, thank you.
Well, don't even be subtle about it, huh? Yeah, hopefully we'll get some other contests for.
Hey, that monitor looks great now. Thanks.
That's great, dude. That's good humor.
Thank you.
Yes, that's quality.
I'm glad I could entertain you.
You are the acme of giggles tonight.
I am. I'm something. Where is everybody? Oh, man, people need to get in that chat room.
They're probably busy.
Doing what?
I don't know, but you know what? They're listening in.
Well, hey, some are. We have people. I'm not going to bitch too much.
Of course we have people. We have tons of people.
Tons of listeners.
Indeed. But no, yeah, well, hopefully we'll see what we can do for the loyal Spinkwagon listeners.
Now, we had, yeah, we had a bunch of stuff. Now, we're kind of doing more of what we did last week now that we actually have computers here with proper connections.
Yeah.
And you're on time, which is also a big shock.
Ouch, that hurts, man.
We have a bunch of stuff that we wanted to do last week. We could not do last week. We're going to do it this week.
That's right. I have the video of a man inserting his head into a vagina.
Yes.
Would you like to see that? Get that out of the way. Shall we just hit the lowest common denominator right now?
Yeah, let's hit the lowest common denominator first.
Yeah, let's go ahead and...
What do we add?
Oops, wrong one.
Yeah, don't worry. I got it covered.
It's the man inserting his head into a vagina.
Oh, that's... He's bald. What the hell? Oh my god! What the hell is wrong with her? Oh my fucking god!
She's a little big.
She's like petite. Like, she can't weigh much more than 120.
But like a snake, how it can dislocate its lower jaw, dude.
Jesus Christ, her leg. I mean,
her pelvis, like, separated.
His head was a normal, average head. It was shaved.
Would you like to see that again, or is it too disturbing?
What the hell? How the hell does people... Okay, wait. How in the hell can that... Okay. Oh, Jesus, he's playing it again.
No trick photography.
No trick photography. He is in past his fucking ears. That can't be real. That cannot be fucking real. That has to be goddamn fake.
You think that's fake?
Yeah, I think that is completely fake.
Let's see.
There is no fucking way. You don't see anything. I mean, look, she's wearing something in between. There could be a fucking body cast, like what they do for mummy movies. You know, they have your head up, and then a dummy body cast so the mummies can, like, hack and slash. There's no fucking way that that could be real, because that means, like, their whole vagina and everything is spread out about a foot and a half to almost 2 foot wide. No fucking way!
Now, Akari says in the chat room he's seen this video before. Akari, what's your take, real or fake?
Oh, man. You know what?
You don't think that's real? Have you ever seen, like, a woman with a champagne bottle in her rectum?
Sadly, yes. I have seen those
pictures. Yes, yes. Thank you.
But that is a whole human head. I mean, yeah. That guy has at least got to have, what, a 6 hat size? At least?
yeah, he's like your average Joe guy, man.
Now, I hear Kari pointing, if a woman can naturally pass an 11-pound baby, or, yeah, well, you know what, they can, but
yeah,
11-pound baby also crunches down. I mean, that's why babies are born with cone heads if they're, when they're born vaginally. That's why babies, you know, their shoulders, and they come out one shoulder at a time. They're not walking through the door like some fucking sitcom sketch where two people go through the door at the same time. No. No fucking way. I do not equate. Kari says it's real.
And there's everybody
wants to know, we're
chance.
in the chat room, spankwagon.net, click cam and chat, but fucking not real. Like, that can't be real.
I don't know, man. There's a good chance that that is real indeed.
Oh, man, that's sick. Hey, Biz has joined the chat, and he's left the chat.
Thanks.
Boy, you're a swell person. Thanks for the gifts. Bye. Click. Dick.
Now, check this out. There's something really interesting right here. What we're going to get to before we got sidetracked. I did the lowest common denominator. It was necessary.
I mean, I don't know about this, man. What the hell? Guest keeps getting...
I know.
Click, 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 click. Come on.
Anyhow, check this out.
Wait a minute. Now, I mean, we need to get an expert opinion. I'll tell you what. We'll get... You know what? Right after our show is Queen Hesh.
Right.
And King Hesh. We'll see if any one of them are in the green room a little later. We'll play the video and get their ID on the air as to whether or not it is real.
So you want third-party verification?
I want something more than that. I mean, that is disturbing. Hello, Simon in the chat room. Anywho.
You know what, then? We will do that. We will get some sort of third-party.
We need to get third-party verification because, I mean, I'll tell you what, that ain't right, dude. That just is not fucking right.
I know it's not right, but it looks pretty real to me.
It doesn't look real. Doesn't look.
We're gonna find out.
Obviously, it isn't natural. I can't say it doesn't look natural. No, it doesn't. But that can't be real. Anywho,
Kari's kind of right on with the baby thing, but
well, he is. But
and I understand.
And I've seen these goddamn baby films. Like I had to because you know becoming a father. The head comes out first, and then the shoulder comes out, and the other shoulder, and then the waist and legs. A baby isn't that big around. You know, a baby is only maybe
point taken.
Softball size if you really want to think about it. And yeah, that could be an 11-pound baby. They don't come out with a beer gut or anything. I'm just saying.
Indeed. I still think it's funny as hell. But I think, you know, we'll get some confirmation on that. I mean, granted, it's no tub girl.
No, it's no tub girl. I mean, it's definitely not a tub girl. It's just fucking disturbing, though, seeing someone's head up someone else's, some chick's pussy. I mean, just,
yeah, it is disturbing. Anyhow, let's get on to some more happier things, shall we? Because that's going to, like, rack your brain all night.
Until we get I want to get a third-party verification if that's even fucking humanly real and possible. And
check this out. David Letterman earlier this week went ahead and did a tribute to one of the other dead celebrities.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
For the weeks past, and that was Johnny Carson.
Mm-hmm. Last week's dead celebrity.
We have fresh dead celebrity fatalities today.
We're just covering some old news.
Well, it's not necessarily old news, but I wanted to go ahead and this just like we're trying to prove something right here with the, you know, the is it real or is it not right there. I have an interesting tidbit. The Johnny Carson show is not an originally pinned tune, the theme.
You were mentioning something that about
right.
last week.
That's right. Now, I've got a clip of the theme song here. Let me play this for you.
All right.
Okay.
Oops. It's the John. Ladies and gentlemen, from Studio City, California.
Yeah, exactly. Well, actually, it was Burbank. Thank you,
Kyle. Oh, it was Burbank.
That's right. Now, I've got something else here I want you to hear.
Okay.
Now, this one right here, this is very, very interesting. Okay, this is a song that Annette Funicello sung.
The Mouseketeer.
Right.
Okay.
It's really love.
All right.
This is what the theme song is based off of.
I don't hear it.
Listen to the chimes. You still don't hear that.
You know what? I don't. I guess we'll have to hear a chorus or hear just a bridge.
You can't tell. That saddens me. But that's what it's actually based off of.
You know, they may have based it, but it's definitely not direct. I mean, when you were explaining this to me...
It's a different tempo.
When you were explaining
this... It slowed down.
Well, hold on. When you were explaining this to me, you made it sound like it was the same song.
It is.
Akari says he so hears it. I guess I don't. I don't know.
Yeah, here. Let me go ahead and let me rewind this. Listen, it goes. The Carson theme goes da
da da da da da da da da. Okay.
Right.
Yeah.
Now go da 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 da.
Do that in step with the melody.
Okay. Da 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 da.
Okay, so they took that. They took those five notes, dun 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 dun, and they basically made the Carson Show Amy intro off of that.
Yeah, but see, that's
play the Carson Show.
Okay, now let's go ahead. Let's play the Carson theme right here. Let's go ahead. Truly love, dear. Cha-cha-cha.
Yeah, second reference this week of that.
Do you hear it now?
You're right, I can. I really can.
Okay, let's go ahead. Let's fade off that then. But yeah. But yeah, it's very interesting.
All right. And we got some other Carson bits showing
up. We got some other clips right here. We had Dean Martin, Johnny Carson with Buddy Hackett saying, Buddy Hackett being able to tell a dirty joke on the air to get it past the
Hey, by the way, someone does. Is this a live episode? Yes, we are live! All right, Spankwagon Radio.
Okay. But yeah, no, this is very interesting right here. We have
Thailand! Holy crap, we like Thai tea.
Cool. Do Thai tea, some chai tea, man.
Okay, anyhow.
Oh, I can play some Khmer Kid, dude.
Let's alienate everybody right away. All right, we got the, you said this is Dean Martin?
Yeah, it should be Dean Martin with Buddy Hackett on there. It's pretty funny, but Buddy Hackett gets into telling this dirty joke. It's funny. As soon as it gets through.
Dean Martin.
Right.
Good stuff.
Yeah, it is. This is funnier than what
Johnny,
you're
doing now. This is Johnny Carson and Dean Martin.
Yes, and Buddy Hackett's in here, too, towards the end.
Buddy Hackett.
This is funny.
Oh, boy.
You gotta listen to this.
Thank you. Stretch. Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty good right there. I have another one too. I have Johnny Carson doing blue humor.
He doesn't do that very often either.
Oh, it's great, man.
So, all right.
It's pretty fucking funny. You want to hear that?
Sure, sure.
This is pretty good. Here we go. This is Carson at the Friars Club, by the way, roasting Don Rickles.
Oh,
it gets better.
Sorry about the audio. It's an
old
audio.
Horrible recording. It's a rare one too.
This joke.
That's rare stuff.
What year was that? Do we know?
God, I have no clue. I'd have to like look it up.
So
that's old.
That's some old and funny. Because you're Johnny Carson, get foul like that. You don't hear that.
No,
you never heard that.
And you know,
and
what?
You hear that on a Friars Club. That's awesome.
And you know, due to whatever reason, I don't know. Maybe I'd like to think lack of resources. We're the only people who have had that have actually been able to broadcast that.
I don't know, been able to, but we definitely did.
It's pretty good, man.
That's awesome. That's
yeah,
awesome stuff.
Carson was pretty funny right there. That, like I said, that was some of the stuff I got on him right there. It was really, really fucking funny. But I also, you know what, I even had a copy of Carson and with Andy Kaufman on there doing the bongos. But
that would have been great, but no audio.
No audio, man. I'm just really fucking pissed at that. But you know what's really funny? I was searching around on this, and I found some clip. Now, check this out. Speaking of how other radio stations have stuff that they can't play, because maybe they could have had found this, but they couldn't play because of their...
censorship, and because they want to, you know, they're towing the moral line, which Spankwagon says, fuck that.
I found something on here when I was looking for this right here. And if anybody actually wakes up early ass in the morning here in Vegas, this is actually played on the air live. This was actually kind of offensive, you know. Here we go. This is a this is actually like a blackface character. Yeah. Dude, it gets worse from here.
Oh, God. Here, go.
Yeah. Yeah.
What the fuck is this?
I have no clue.
That's bad.
Yeah, it's horrible, dude, and it just goes on. But the reason I brought this up was Clear Channel was playing this on...
Clear Channel?
On 93.1 on the morning drive.
So wait a minute. Clear Channel is playing Channel... some obvious blackface.
Yes.
Ooh, what's next, man? The Mammy reprise show? Mammy, hello. Okay, now you do it. You know.
Exactly, dude. But that was my little rant against Clear Channel. They let that shit get played.
And they let that shit get played. They know exactly what it is, but yet they want to block everyone else. That's fucked, dude. That's totally fucking
foul.
It's seriously offensive. It really, really is. And I'm like, how the hell did that shit get on the air?
You know what? It's the way some people think, too, that's hilarious. Like, okay, I'm sure that everybody around the world knows this by now, but the Pope had the flu and had to go to the hospital. All right.
Uh-huh.
So I love this. A couple nights ago, I was at home. I was actually finishing up doing some audio work on another show that's in our archive, subject to discussion.
Right, right.
And my wife yells at me, "Hey, your Pope is in the hospital."
Your Pope?
That's what I said. I'm like,
your Pope?
My Pope? Wait. How is it my Pope is in the hospital? So she's like, "Well, you're Catholic."
Like you're claiming ownership or something.
Yeah, like my Pope. It's my Pope. All mine. You can't have him. Give me my pontiff.
Give me my pontiff?
My Pope. Not yours.
It's my pontiff.
Mine. All mine. Not
Keep
yours.
Put your hands up.
So anyhow, so the Pope was in the hospital this week for the flu. You know, we right. almost had another huge dead celebrity. That'd be two huge dead celebrities in a week.
That'd be fucking great, dude.
It'd be great.
Well, you know, there's always, like, next week, you know, I guess.
Hey, why not? You know,
but we have one good dead celebrity, so we're okay
yeah,
for
we
that.
Got one. Yeah, we got one this week. By the way, the Pope, actually, I don't understand. Weird, strange world. Istanbul, Turkey. The man who shot Pope John Paul II more than two
who?
Decades ago. Hold on. In Istanbul. Was you know.
Oh, Istanbul, Turkey. I thought you said Dan Bull, Turkey. I'm like, what kind of fucking name is that?
Hi, my name's Dan Bull, Turkey. I like turkey. Eat more chicken. Dude, no, the man who shot Pope John Paul, you know, my Pope, more than two decades ago is wishing the hospitalized pontiff a speedy recovery. Speedy delivery.
Get well soon. I'll be waiting.
The Turkish shooter, Mehmet Ali Akama. Hey, I did do pretty good there.
You did.
Has released a cryptic statement in which he also urges the Pope to tell the world its end is near.
Its end is near. Wow.
Yeah, you're in Disney, you're going to die. You weren't too far off, and you didn't even read this article.
Medication's not doing something to somebody.
It wasn't.
That's all I can say there.
Home skillet Mohammed Ali Aka was extradited to Turkey in 2000 after serving nearly 20 years in Italy for the 1981 shooting of the Pope. Pope John Paul, though, has since forgiven the shooter. So here he goes. I have forgiven you for trying to shoot me. He goes 20 years down the road, 25, 24 years down the road, and the guy goes, hey, man, I hope you get to feeling better. By the way, you're all going to die!
Wow.
Just pointing that out. Thank you.
Fucking A, dude. That's like, oh, it's like a Hinckley, John Hinckley Jr. Is that the one that shot Reagan?
Oh, for Jodie Foster, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Be like him sending, like, fucking flowers to the funeral. God, that's... Wait a second. Who went public with this information that he posted this letter? Was it the Vatican or who?
Associated Press.
Associated... Well, it could be anything, dude.
Now, this is the same Associated Press that this week put up a photo of a captured American soldier that happened to me, an American Hero's action figure.
Yeah.
It's like a 12-inch action figure of a black soldier having full desert fatigues. Now, this company, what they do is they actually get like specific articles of clothing... Everything that's been released to the public, you know. They will then dress a guy up, use a machine, scan the guy's face, scan the guy's body dimensions.
Right,
scan the outfits and sew them on, you know, and they make it look like a real legitimate G.I. Joe guy.
Exactly.
But much fancier, way more detailed.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
mm-hmm.
Someone decided to take advantage of this. They took that action figure, this 12-inch action figure of a black guy in desert fatigues, made up a little, like, one of the flags that you're always seeing in the you know, the videos.
Yeah. Those Allah Akbar flags.
Yeah, and then they also put it against, like, it looked like it was, like, cinder blocks that were all put together.
Dude, it looked like the foundation of somebody's, like...
Wow, that really sucked.
That sucks ass, which means right now we're going to lose the rest of the show for the archive.
Oh, well, you don't need the archive. You're listening to us live.
Spank Wagon Radio.
Damn, Matt.
Fucking A. That pisses me off. We need a cable modem in here.
No shit. This fucking DSL crap. You know, it's bullshit. Anywho, as I was saying, though, yeah, the guy, you know, it's he sends out his wishes and says, by the way, tell people everyone's going to die. You know?
Creepy dude.
You know, I mean, I don't know how to explain it, but people really have a bad hang-up, you know?
Well, when you have a mental disorder, Mark.
Good point, yeah.
I think that's why he's in a loony bin right now.
Really? Yeah.
Yeah, really? Yeah, you know, he's locked up. No, he fucking
really?
Tried to
a loony bin? Oh, he tried to kill the Pope?
Really? Thank you. Welcome to the conversation. How's your mama been? Long
great,
time no see.
Great, yeah. Word. Pronoun. All right. Anywho.
Did you know in Thailand they call TV the tube, much like Europe?
And the United States.
We call it the boob tube.
Yeah, boob tube.
Anyhow, we're getting close to a break.
Forced break almost.
Well, no, I got, you know what, here, by the way, I have something here, you know, let's not forced break. I heard some music, check this out. We found out before when we were in a business trip in Virginia a couple years ago that the East Coast tends to get music quicker than the West Coast, ironically enough.
Yeah.
And I heard one song that I hadn't heard out here till today, and I'm going to tell you, this shit is going to fucking, it's going to blow up.
Well, why don't we cue it up?
This is the song right here. This right here was, I heard this, like, every about half hour, then 10 minutes in Columbus, back out in Capital City. And I'm telling you right now, dude, this is going to go over big here. You're going to get tired of hearing this shit by at least 2 weeks from now. It's a good song, but it's like, Don't Speak.
Isn't too bad.
That's not too bad. But this is like, it's a good song. And that's going to be the downfall. You're going to hear this like everywhere. I heard this on 94.1 today.
All right.
This is not going to be limited to hip hop. Thank you.
Dude, that's like making me sleepy.
Dude,
Hikari's right, man.
That song
can put you to fucking sleep.
That song's going to blow up the charts out here. Just you watch.
All right. So anyhow, since we had wonderful technical fun, and we are back, let's get everybody back in the chat and get back in for the second half, because, of course, we'll do Mad Props. Plus, we're going to have a little bit of a contest, a call-in contest for people to play. That'll be after the break. Don't forget, we have our Mad Props, Dead Celebrities. We have a contest coming up, so hey, you're listening to the greatest internet radio show ever.
Spankwagon Radio, only available on the internet. Based out of spankwagon.net. Now, guess what, guys? During the break, I got some new music for you, aside from what you just heard right there from Nelly. And don't ask me why, but iTunes says that's Nelly featuring Tim McGraw. Don't ask me. I think somebody majorly fucked that up. But anyhow, I have some new music here that I think some of you guys will dig.
Hopefully it's like a little more, you know...
Yeah, yeah.
Fast-paced than that shit.
The first one's not, but the first one's pretty cool. I liked it.
All right. So anyhow,
Spankwagon Radio. We'll be back. I'm going to go to the next one.
Thank you.
Vegas Hosting is your one-stop shop for all of your hosting needs. With up-to-date, state-of-the-art equipment and in excess of 20 carriers servicing the co-location facility, your website is always up. Vegas Hosting offers packages as low as $5.99 a month with no contracts to sign. Visit Vegas Hosting on the web at vegas-hosting.com or call toll-free to discuss your needs at 1-877-286-1052. That's 1-877-286-1052. Vegas Hosting. Hosting with us is not a gamble.
Aren't you lucky? You're listening to Spankwagon Radio with the Spankmeister himself.
All righty, we're back, and that was our... I like that. What was that second song? What was that last song we played?
Well,
I like that.
Let's go ahead. Let's list everything for you. The first song was Lonely by Akon.
Let's give him a clip. Let's give him a clip of Lonely.
Okay, let's go ahead. Let's play this for you guys.
Yeah, that was the Chipmunk Hip Hop. Okay, so that's Lonely.
Yeah, that's Lonely.
You can pause it.
All right.
Here you go.
The next one we have is by Le Tigre. It's a cover of the Pointer Sisters song, I'm So Excited.
Okay. All right. And after that?
After that, the next one we had is off the True Crime video game soundtrack, and it's I'll Do Anything.
All right.
Finally, we have off of actually... I don't know if this is it or not, because after all, who fucking knows if LimeWire gets their ID3 tags correct? But this is supposed to be a montage off of the Boogie Nights soundtrack. I just think that this is not long enough.
I like it. I love that when they do that synth all the way to highs.
Oh, yeah.
Whee!
See if I can find that for you.
There you go. I love those.
Is that great?
Love it.
It's old school.
That's awesome stuff,
man. They have to listen to me live on the air scrubbing an audio track.
So anyhow, what we're going to do right now, we're going to try a new thing. If you got your webcams on, you'll see. Yeah, I love that. Hosting with us is not a gamble, except for that glitch 20 minutes ago.
That's great. Just a reminder, everybody, that was not on Vegas.
Yeah, that wasn't hosting. Vegas Hosting. That was actually DSL, so Vegas
That's
Hosting
right.
is just fine.
Vegas
Hosting
is rock solid since the Depression. So. I don't know.
All right. Now, what we're going to try to do, a game, but we need a caller that absolutely, positively has to have a caller.
We're going to play a game.
We're going to play a 20 questions game, but it isn't really us playing it.
We
have some keen-ass scientific AI-type device. I know the lights aren't going to pick it up. Could you do some talking, so clicking?
Oh, of course, yes. Anyhow, what we're going to do is we've got a new little toy here. That's right. Not that they can really see that since it's so fucking dark.
I know.
But we have a little electronic doohickey.
A little electronic doohickey. It's a newfangled thing. I picked it up. It's like a little game. What it does is it plays 20 questions. You either get unknown, no, yes, or sometimes. And what we're going to do is the first caller, we're actually going to start doing these for legitimate prizes.
1-866-LB-ROCKS, toll free. Las Vegas locals are 383-8120.
This is going to be for a $15 iTunes gift certificate.
Shit! Hell, I'll call in from the next room.
So what we're going to do is first person that gives us a call, you get a chance to win a gift certificate for iTunes Music Store. That way you can get some good shit going on. And that's what we're doing. I mean, no more clicker lickers for prizes, because those are fucking hard to find.
Oh, I know.
You know, we're finally, I think I know.
Can we play some music while we wait for them to call in?
Yeah, let's play some music while we wait for them to call. You ready?
Okay, it didn't go as long as I thought it would.
Oh, yeah, where that? Let's play some music. I'm waiting for some really...
You want something really good. Okay. I can do this one right here.
Diggs pops in the chat room. Not hosting related in the slightest. We know. We said
no,
that.
No, not at all. Not at all.
So, all right. Anybody who wants to call in, I'll tell you what. I'll even mix and match. It'll be iTunes or Napster. Your choice. Your call. Just give us a call. We're going to play this game.
Call now. You can win $15 gift certificate for your favorite music that you can legally obtain.
I don't even know how this is going to work. This is new.
It's new, and it's going to be improved, but...
Yeah, this is the first run of the game. It's going to be kind of stupid, but... Anybody give us a call. We'll give you about another 2 minutes.
I don't have it automatically looping. Call now! win prizes, you lazy bastards.
You gotta call up, you gotta call in and talk to us live on the air to play this game. And you can win $15 gift certificates, either iTunes or Napster, your choice.
Or outright, if we see you, I don't know.
Yeah. No, I'm gonna do a gift certificate, I'm not gonna go super cheap. Hell, anybody can call. Anybody? Bueller? Jesus. No one's calling. Well, I'm talking to give away free fucking music here, people. And no one's calling?
A dollar if you call in. Maybe it's the music.
Everyone is eligible, Diggs. Chat room, everyone in the chat room,
yeah,
everyone listening.
Fucking call, goddamn.
You can give us a call, 1-866-LV-ROCKS, Local Vegas, 383-8120. Anyone and everyone is eligible. Jesus Christ, what are we, legitimate radio? Come on. Either Napster or iTunes, get yourself a gift certificate. Just got to play and you got to win.
One call could make you.
I have a feeling that... This is depressing.
This really sucks.
Oh, we've got a caller! We've got a caller, thank God. I was hoping... Spank Wagon Radio, you're on the air!
Okay, Ikari, this is Taiki.
Hey, Taiki.
I haven't been listening at all, so I have no idea what's going on.
All right!
Ikari.
This is faithful listenership, I'll tell you.
Hey, I try to get here as fast as I can just so I can make it, just so I can steer the wagon.
Thank you. Well, we appreciate it. Here's what we're doing.
Ikari says, I should be playing 20 questions.
You should be playing 20 questions with us.
Okay,
what
so
this
okay,
is this?
I shouldn't tell him to go F himself.
Huh?
I shouldn't tell him to go F himself.
Well, you could do that anyway.
Oh.
We give you permission.
Okay, Ikari, you can go fuck yourself.
All right, Ikari!
All right.
Taiki says, fuck you, man. All right, here's what we're doing. We're playing a game called 20 Questions. We have a... little bit of a teeny little ball of AI, and what this thing is going to do is you're going to give what you're thinking about to Claude. I am not going to listen. I am going to run the masterful AI here, and we're going to play 20 questions, you and me, off of the AI. The only person that's going to know what you really said is everyone at home listening and Claude. You got that so far?
That's right.
Now, if this thing wins, you lose, and if you beat it in 20 questions, guess what? You win, and we go ahead and collect your address for spam and solicitations and
cool.
Dirty magazines.
And don't think I haven't got sound clips ready if you lose.
Okay.
So, all right, here's what we need to do. I'm going to take off the headphones. I am turning down all the speakers in the building.
Sweet.
And you need to tell Claude what you're thinking. Now, it has to be an animal, mineral, vegetable, and it can be another. All right?
Animal, vegetable, or mineral?
Animal, vegetable, mineral. You know, like the old song. Never mind.
All right, do me a favor. Mute the phone. What we're going to do is we're going to mute the phone and take Taki off the air, and I'm going
to
listen
to... Listeners get to know.
Listeners get to know. Well, that kind of
I don't know.
Kills the fun.
I don't get to know.
All right, Taki, what are you thinking of?
Hairbrush.
Okay, he's done.
Okay, he's done?
He's done. I now know. I am the master.
All right, we're going to turn on the skillful AI. Yes, we are ready. Is it... animal, vegetable, mineral, other, or unknown?
Other.
Other.
All right, the next question. Is it flat?
No.
Next question. Would you use it daily?
Yes.
God, this thing's slow.
Yes, he says
so
yes.
He's using it daily. Does it bring joy to people?
No.
No.
Ooh, I'm curious now.
That's obviously
next
not a vibrator.
Question.
I can't imagine it bringing joy to people.
Can it bend without breaking?
No.
No. We're now on the sixth question. Is it smaller than a loaf of bread?
Yes.
Next question. Was it used over 100 years ago?
Yes.
Next question. We're on 8 now. Does it get wet? Sure, it's not a vibrator?
No.
No, okay. So it does not get wet. Question 9. Do you carry it in your pocket?
No.
Damn, I'm curious. All right, we're halfway there in this super slow thing.
We're getting good. We're getting better.
Does it break if dropped?
No. Jeez, that means it's fragile, right?
Yeah. You know,
I wouldn't say fragile, no.
But breakable. Is it made of metal?
No.
Next question. Does it have a hard outer shell?
Yes.
We're now on question 13. This is getting close.
13 of 20.
Do you hold it when you use it?
Yes.
Question number 14.
Question 14.
Could it be found in a classroom?
No.
Question number 15. Is it a synthetic material?
Yes.
The answer is yes.
Question number 16.
16, you're getting close.
Woohoo.
You almost win this.
God, don't be so excited.
Do you use it in public?
No.
Question 17. I don't know if this thing is even going to try to make a guess until 20. Can you use it at school?
Can you?
Can you? You know, you get unknown, no, yes, and sometimes. You realize that?
Oh, did not know that.
Yeah. Can you use it at school?
Sometimes.
Question 18. Is it usually colorful? None, no, no, yes, sometimes.
Sometimes.
I think that just changed the whole game. He's going to win default. Question number 19. Does it come in a box?
No.
Last question. Let's see if the AI can do this.
All right.
Is it used in travel?
No.
The ball is thinking. And it's telling me that you thought you... Oh, now it's trying to be smart. You thought you were tricky. Is it deodorant?
No.
You win.
No, it's not. You win.
It was a hairbrush.
It was a hairbrush.
A hairbrush. Well, it's giving me 21 questions, so we're done with that. You can't beat in 20. So you win.
Who?
Taiki.
No.
Do me a favor.
What?
Why don't you go ahead, send your address or how you want to receive this prize to our link, my link, spankwagonmail@cox.net.
Cool.
And we will get your prize sent to you, sir.
Okay.
Thank you very much for playing our first ever game on Spankwagon Radio. 20 questions.
Excellent.
And have fun, Taiki.
Right, bye.
Bye. I don't know about you, but he didn't seem too pleased. He didn't like you. Like, yeah! You know, I want a little more emotion.
What do you want to do? Just disqualify him since we make up the rules and let somebody else play?
No.
That bit will take too long.
After, yeah, that bit took way... That was a cool bit, though. I like that. We gotta use that a little more. Hey, Studio Trolls! Studio Trolls!
Studio Troll, we need you for a bit. We need to ask you a question.
We actually need your opinion on something.
We need your opinion.
In a little bit. All right? I'm totally legitimate. If King Ash is even here, we may want him. We'll even turn the camera off because we know he's camera shy. But we really have a legitimate question. Anywho, good job, Taiki, for winning our game here at Spank Wagon Radio, where you can find us online at
spankwagon.net. And yeah. www, because we were smart enough to put the www in.
Yeah, we were.
To, internet. But yeah. Hey, I got to geek it out.
Yeah, I realize this. So that was really cool.
So you like my collection of themes I garnered?
Dude, that worked great. That worked beautifully. Keep that shit up.
There was one theme I didn't get a chance to use that I wanted to, but you started too early on me.
We'll do it later.
So that one will be
We'll do it next week. You know, but next week you get to buy the prize.
Oh, I get to buy the prize next week.
Yeah.
You'll be...
A pair of socks used slightly. All right, you get a Guinness bar towel slightly used.
Ah!
All right, so that's it. What do we want to do? We want to do props. Do we want to do
Jesus?
Celebs?
Yeah, we have a whole bunch of stuff to do. Yeah, you want to go ahead? And do
I think the second hour is going to be segment and bit hour. You know, I don't know if we're ever going to get into a flow where we're doing news topics on the second hour.
Yeah, we can go ahead and do that. What do you want to do? Dead celeb?
You call it. I'll follow.
Yeah, let's do dead celebrity of the week because, you know, our dead celebrity of the week is, you know, well, dead.
Hence why they're a bit.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's now time for Spankwagon's Dead Celebrity
of the Week.
This week's dead celebrity is Ozzie Davis, an actor distinguished for roles dealing with racial injustice on stage, screen, and in real life, and perhaps best known as the husband and partner of actress Ruby Dee. He has passed away at the age of 87. Davis was found dead on Friday in his hotel room in Miami, where he was making a film called Retirement. He also works in his office in Rochelle, New York. Davis, who wrote, acted, directed, and produced for the theater in Hollywood, was a central figure among black performers in the last five decades. He and Dee celebrated their 50th wedding anniversary in 1998 with the publication of a dual autobiography, In This Life Together. Ladies and gentlemen, this week's dead celebrity, Ozzie Davis, actor, 87 years old.
I'll always remember him as the limo driver from Joe versus the Volcano.
All right, now before we go any further, we know that they're here. Queen Ash, could you come in out of the green room?
Please, you're actually needed.
Seriously, this is totally legitimate. Queen Ash, please. Could you come in out of the green room? We need your opinion on something. King Ash, I'll turn off the camera if you'll come in here too. We really, really need an opinion on something.
We really do.
Come on, King. Dude. I'll spot you a quarter, all right?
Spot you a quarter.
Huh?
Of what?
A bag. I know how to get King working. Come on. Man, he isn't going to do it for a quarterback. Dude, is he asleep?
He's going to sleep. He passed out.
Pour that on him. Fucking pour that on him. All right. Now, we need your opinion. This is something.
Okay.
This is adult nature. We were talking about this at the beginning of our show.
But you were not here. But check this out. We really do need your opinion. He thinks it's fake. I think it's real.
I think it's something totally fake and heinous.
I think it's real.
Both.
Okay.
Dude. Make sure she gets mic time, too. Now watch this. He is going to stick his head
in her punani.
Yeah. I think that's fake.
Oh, my God.
I think that's fake.
Oh, my God.
Is that shit fake?
No, that's... I would.
That's real? You think that... King!
I've seen two fists before. One anal and one back.
I think you're coming unplugged there, Claude, so watch your mic.
I'm plugged in.
Dude, we need your opinion if this is real or if this is fake. Ladies and gentlemen, that was Queen Ash. Here's got King Ash. Okay. Dude, you got to watch this shit.
Watch
now tell us if that's real or fake.
Real or fake?
Just watch. All right, King Ash, what do you think? Is that fucking real or fake? I call that fake. King Ash says it's fake. King Ash says it's fake. Queen Ash says it's real. We're still split 50-50.
We're still split 50-50.
We'll need to get more. Maybe we'll have to get a hold of Diggs and see if he can play this on his morning show and get some other opinions. Because I think that shit's fake.
Maybe we can print this up and like put pictures in the green room with like a poll. People can write down.
Real or fake? Why not?
Yeah.
Maybe we may need to do that.
A poll for the hole.
Nice. All Unreal.
I'm going to have to, you know what, I also got to post that on the site too. So, because I know people are curious.
Yeah, we got to, I mean, you guys got to see this, and we'll talk about this on the site. It's showing up.
It's definitely not safe for work.
I remember to load up a not safe for work tag or adult only tag so I don't get sued by some overprotective people.
My son saw a man's head in a woman's vagina. I'm going to sue you. You know, and it's not like you can argue, well, you know, it's everybody does it, you know.
Yeah, I know, because not every...
Exactly.
Those are the only two people I've ever seen do it on that little video clip. And
I just love the guy. I want to dive right in there. I just love that, man.
That is nasty, dude. Nasty.
Every time from now
hey,
on.
You wanna...
I curse you. Every time from now on the rest of your life, anybody says, dive right in, you will think of that.
Thanks. Everyone will.
That's just classic. I love that. That's just so fucking disgusting. A head full of spank.
Ew.
Hey, we got to name our shows accordingly.
Head full of spank. That's exactly what that would be, too. I don't think my little thing is going to load. I was going to show you guys a really interesting video clipper. I probably loaded it up to the site. Cause I don't
it's
think
from
it's
Gmail.
Load.
It's probably been sent in from Smack.
No, actually, I sent it to myself. And it won't close. Shit.
Oh, well, you broke the interweb again.
I broke the interweb. Hey, as long as the DSL doesn't go down, right?
Fucking DSL.
Carrie.
The fuck is that noise in the background?
It's background music.
Oh. What the fuck is that?
I don't know. Just something very normal and random. Yeah.
Okay, I thought they were listening to the fucking Love Boat theme for a second there, dude.
No.
This week's episode is hosted by Captain Stubby.
Yeah.
By the way, listen, if Akari, Taiki, or anybody else has actually seen this movie.
Taiki,
I apologize. Listen, this weekend, actually probably tonight if I get the chance, I'm going to be watching Ichi the Killer, dude, so I want to know if that's good or not. I saw the preview for that, and it's pretty damn disgusting. It looked pretty fucking repugnant.
Well, you'll find out soon enough.
That, and I'm also going to watch Battle Royale. If anybody else has some good recommendations for some good music, let me know. By the way, I'm debating for the Valentine's Day show.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking about doing another, like, most depressing music list.
Okay.
I've got, ironically enough, while it is, no one will see number one coming, but I think it really is depressing, but it will not be Hurt Nor Mad World, track two.
Really?
Yeah, I have something else that just, to me, is just pure end of the world type depression shit.
Well, we'll have to listen to that for the Halloween show, the Valentine's Day show. Now, anyhow, moving on, actually, got a little bit of a nice topic here. Now, everybody knows, as we talked about in the first half, you know, Biz won the Super Bowl, or the football pool. Well, the Super Bowl's coming up. And as everyone knows, everyone loves the commercials, you know, more than the game itself, it seems. We have an interesting news article here, again, pulling from, like, Think Reuters or AP. Ford Motor Company's Lincoln Mercury unit said on Wednesday of this week that it would not air a Super Bowl ad depicting a clergyman lusting after the latest Mercury truck.
Oh, wait, I got something Ford for this. Let's listen to Ford. Here, I got a Ford theme.
You got a Ford theme?
Yeah, listen.
And you had it handy!
Yeah. Here, let's get in the mood for a Ford story.
Gay.
I'll read your story.
If you knew how much money we were spending on shit products, help you find a way because you're lost as a car manufacturer. I can't. I gotta take that back. I like those new Mustangs. Anyhow,
now let's play the background.
Ford Mercury's Lincoln Ford Company's Lincoln Mercury unit said Wednesday it would not air a Super Bowl ad depicting a clergyman lusting after its latest truck. This is following a protest that made spotlight of the kind of the church sex scandal that's went on this past 2 years, 3 years. The commercial is titled Charity. It was supposed to air during the Super Bowl and on the U.S. broadcast 32nd, and it cost $2.4 million for that spot.
Wow.
The ad released to the press this week, the clergyman finds a set of car keys in the collection plate. In the church parking lot, he finds a new Lincoln truck and begins caressing the vehicle, and then stops when a parishioner arrives with his young daughter and explains that the child dropped the keys in the plate by mistake. After collecting himself, the clergyman posts his next sermon theme, lust, outside the church door sign.
Phew.
Another Ford commercial.
Yeah.
Basically, everybody is saying, now this is here we go. Here we were talking about this last week or 2 weeks ago. I think when you were back, yeah.
Yeah, we're talking about the Budweiser hat.
You know, they're pulling this ad because of the tongue-in-cheek humor of lusting after a car. Not a person, not a kid, a car. And some people get all bent out of shape because a guy wants, ooh, that's a nice car. What's wrong with this world?
That's precisely it. It's the world. We're a bunch of uptight Americans. What can I say? You know, if you watched A Fish Called Wanda for which was made a few years ago back in the 80s, you actually saw like that little speech that John Cleese gets. I'm so tired of being so uptight and proper and so English. You know, switch that with a word like American, dude. That's exactly what it is today.
To be completely honest, I think it's ridiculous. Just fucking ridiculous that people are getting that bent out of shape over nothing. It is a vehicle commercial, a 30-second ad for the Super Bowl. And it's all because of, you know, everybody's saying all because of Janet Jackson and all that bullshit. But I'll tell you what. I think it's fucking ridiculous.
That's
that
incredible. That's Ford incredible. Yeah, people are getting bent out of shape. I thought the Budweiser commercial was funny.
I did, too.
I thought that was pretty fucking hilarious, and it was goofy.
Exactly. I mean,
it
was fun.
That made me want to drink Budweiser.
Get
married and beat my wife.
Well, there you go. But it was supposed to be fun, you know? And then people get all bent out of shape because,
Welcome to the New World Order.
Yeah. Anywho. I'm obviously, you have nothing to add to this.
No. Well, that's not true. I have another theme!
Oh, Jesus.
Okay.
Where do you find these?
The internet. I have a whole shitload of stuff, dude. Okay, turn that shit off. I can't stand it. I hate Fords.
That's hilarious.
Why? What's hilarious? I hate Fords.
You hate Fords. You have all that shit. Yes, all of the fucking above. So everybody, you know, think about this stuff.
I got that just in case.
And you know, it's not
Ford story.
Ford obviously didn't care. They're the ones who made the damn thing. But no, people have to bitch, and Ford has to go, okay, fine, we'll pull the damn commercial. And they don't really want to, I bet. I can almost guarantee they don't fucking want to. They shouldn't have to, in my opinion. But, you know, as things go.
Yeah, and things suck in this country, dude.
Yeah, they do.
People are just
Too fucking uptight, in my opinion. Anywho. Alrighty, ladies and gentlemen, I think it's time for another bit.
God, what a way to go ahead and just bring that up. Jesus.
Hey, this conversation was dying flat. You know,
ouch.
Falling flat. So.
I actually had loaded the song.
What song was that? Yeah!
Master of the soundboards. Ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of every age, older than the age of 18, because it'd be illegal to listen to this show if you weren't. Wait, no. It's now time for everybody to get your acknowledgments. Every one of our listeners who rock, let's give it up to Matt
Props.
Okay, we get it. All right, first off, let's give mad props to the man who runs LV Rocks and lets me fart in the big chair. Let's give mad props to Dave.
Mad props.
Let's give it up to someone who thinks that they own me. I pwns you. I hate leech meat.
Mad props.
Hey, we know that someone's there listening. We just don't know who they are. You know what they're doing. It's guest.
Anonymous props. Register a Nick, goddamn.
Or at least just type slash Nick and a name. Get creative. Let's give it up to Ikari.
Mad props.
Let's give it up to the first winner of a Spank Wagon game. Let's give it up to Taiki.
Mad props. Set a prize on the way.
It's in the mail.
Yeah.
And finally, let's give it up to the man who runs VFTP.net. Virtual Wine.
Mad props.
I own you tries to steal everyone's props. Nobody. It don't work that way.
It's too late. They're already gone.
Bummer.
Wow, we ended right on time.
Right on cue. So you turn it up.
Dude, I hit the wrong button. Wow, that was
good. Quit touching buttons. You cannot touch these buttons.
Hey, don't touch your soundboard. That's good timing right there, too. Anyhow, before we break our fucking arms, patting ourselves on the back right there, it's been an interesting week, I should say.
Okay, say it.
News-wise right there. Well, I just been thinking about, you know, like a whole bunch of stuff with the schools and stuff right now. Basically, fill everybody in here in Vegas. We've had some shit going on right here with some kid that wrote a little comic, called his teacher a Nazi, and drew his teacher saying Heil Hitler, saluting, and then his friend's, like, kicking the shit out of him.
Right.
And, like, the parents and the other students are like, well, what's the big deal? It's just a comic. But this one teacher wants his child expelled.
Well, you know, and I can understand from the teacher's point of view because the threat was directed towards her. There could be some, like, a personal fear thing. I mean, yeah, okay, you and I may look at it differently. It's just a comic. Jesus Christ, he's venting his anger in a constructive light. But people actually take that as a threat. I mean, it's just like writing verbally down, I am going to kill you. You know, that visual image conveys the exact same message as a handwritten message of, I am going to kill you.
I don't think so.
Really?
I think it's political commentary.
You think a cartoon about killing a teacher would be political commentary? Huh?
How is it that when people...
I know we have a teacher listening. They better be calling in.
How is it that in...
383-8120.
1-866 LV Rocks if you're outside the local Las Vegas area. No, I mean, it's like, how is it that, you know, we can draw pictures of George Bush dropping bombs on stuff right there, and, you know, that's okay, but if we...
But God forbid we draw a picture of George Bush getting a bomb dropped on him, we're called, the right. Secret Service is called. You know, you're right, it's completely hypocritical.
Dude, you know what, that student is expressing an opinion.
Yes, I agree.
I'm more
But the opinion can be taken as a threat.
I'm more concerned about what drove him to that than, you know, him actually carrying through that. Because if the kid's, like, drawing something like that right there, the kid is vented. He's got it out of his system. Even more ridiculous, though, is some kid that's facing actually not only expulsion, but the kid was, like, on a full scholarship and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to lose that now because he mooned his fellow students.
Well, that was a different scenario. And actually, the wife is a teacher here in Las Vegas, and we were talking about that. I don't know if it was her and I were talking about that.
I don't know.
I think so. How we were talking about how, you know, the kid moons and goes to juvie court, and the judge in juvie court says, well, this is just a prank. This isn't a felony. This isn't a misdemeanor.
Right.
This is a prank. And you know what? I say kudos to that fucking judge.
Yeah, and also in Northern California.
For having the clarity to go, you know what? Kids are going to do stupid shit. If you try to make all kids not do stupid shit, it goes back to exactly what we talked to a few weeks ago about turning the schools into prisons.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, most totally. And the thing about it is up in Northern California, they have a school now where the kids are having to wear not only ID badges, but electronic sensors when they pass through the main gate.
So they have to wear prison bracelets.
Right. But it only works on the first gate, and it only tracks the students. Because the principal went on TV saying, well, we need this in order to keep our students safe so we know who's on campus. And every single parent they interviewed goes, no, it doesn't keep track of strangers. It only goes through bracelets.
Mm-hmm.
How will they know somebody who's not authorized gets on campus? What's the deal here?
Yeah, they're not going to be able to find out. You can only track. Well, that's just it. It's the old saying about gated communities. It doesn't keep the good neighbors in. It keeps the real neighbors out.
Exactly. And you know what? I'm curious about something right there with that one teacher as well.
What's that?
Or that principal up in Northern California. He seems pretty adamant to get the system tested right there because if it works, this one company...
He probably can make a lot of money off it. I bet he gets kickbacks.
That's what I'm thinking right there. Has anybody actually gone through to audit this man's income tax to say, hey, man, are you getting kickbacks on this?
You know what? If you have to be. If you're putting kids through this, and I mean, I'm
right.
Sorry, you cannot... You're not fostering a learning environment if you're making kids wear prison bracelets. You know, what do they call them? The double wire...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is like on the back of their fucking ID cards and stuff. It's fucking bullshit, man.
That
and we've had a crazy week in Vegas, too.
Yeah.
The complete opposite of that right there, lawlessness in the street. Some guy up in my old neighborhood got fucking killed.
Holy shit.
Decatur and Lone Mountain. Some 60-year-old guy was driving down. That's up in my old neighborhood.
I know.
Some guy was driving down the street, and two gang members pulled up and hit him with a sawed-off shotgun.
And just for a thrill kill at that.
Yes.
Just because they just wanted to look for someone to shoot. They had no specific target in mind.
Have you been up to my old neighborhood since I left?
No, I haven't.
Dude, I think you should go.
I'm not without a flak jacket.
I think you should, man.
Not without a flak jacket.
Because it's like Back to the Future, too. When McFly goes back to the alternate reality of the Evil Hill Valley, that's what my neighborhood looks like.
Why am I not surprised that you figured out how to make that, you know, deal?
Oh, I'm excited right there. Dude, Back to the Future trilogy is getting discounted off the shelves for like $15, $17.
Cool.
Because the 20th anniversary shall debut.
Jesus.
This summer.
Now that they finally got the rights to release it in DVD, they open up mall, and you're going to get like 20 or 30 versions of the same fucking movie.
Yeah, that's right, dude.
Tykeon says in the chat room, that's funny that some schools have barcodes and MagSwipe cards that can easily be reprinted and thus hacked. And you're right. I mean, you're not really protecting people. All you're doing is keeping – it's a prison system. You're keeping your numbers in line, and that's all you're turning those students into by the bracelets or the mag stripes or the RDIF tags. That's all you're really doing. And you're not keeping anybody out. You're keeping everybody in. And
right. And along the same discussion right there, too, was another subject because of this that Ikari and I were discussing that we're in full agreement with, but I believe you're not. You're actually against it, and that's vouchers for private schools.
Yeah, I am kind of against it because what that's going to do is pull a lot of kids out of schools that are actually okay, based upon opinions of parents. You know, a lot of people are going to do that. I'm not for the voucher system.
Well, the reason
not at this point. I mean, unless they find a more foolproof way or a better way to actually implement it. No.
Well, I mean, the problem right now with the public schools is just this acidine, you know, where if a good student fucks up once, they want to kick him out, but every other student, anytime they do this or that, they immediately want to just go ahead and, you know, oh, well, they're good kids, you know, we want to let them stay.
Right.
Sure. Go ahead.
Spank Wagon Radio, you're on the air.
Hey, it's Akari.
Hello, Akari.
Oh, where were you fucking 20 minutes ago?
I'm going to put an update for you here on this teacher thing.
Please.
Apparently, she was fired, actually, or he was, he or she?
She.
She was fired, actually, from high school for talking to the media about this.
No shit.
I haven't heard or read anything about that.
Well, check this out.
It's posted today in the Las Vegas Sun.
No way.
Yeah. Let me see. The teacher has spent for more than 30 years full-time in teaching in Northern Nevada, and they were canned for this. So.
She was a career teacher, had 30 years under her belt.
Yeah. At the sound, she actually
wasn't
under a contract with the district, so she actually is going to look into, I guess, some of a lawsuit to get her job back, because it's not fair. She was just trying to, you know...
She's protecting herself in that way.
Yeah,
yeah, so. I mean, I can understand it, but do you think that Claude's right when he says that what you're doing when you draw a cartoon that depicts killing your teacher, do you think that's political commentary?
Is that
a threat?
Well, see, the problem is, maybe if it was, like, in school... There's a whole different set of rules, and you basically have no rights to do anything aside from what the school says you do. And if it looks come here or no, that actually does, I think, violate some right, you know, or some rule about, you know, threats of physical abuse.
Okay. True, it's a cartoon.
I know it's a cartoon. I mean, we've all drawn stupid shit, you know, but it's don't think it's that one person to complain about. And honestly, in this day and age, and as sad as it sounds, people are... really on a hair trigger for anything that could potentially be, I guess, like a signal for, you know, some sort of a...
Another Columbine.
Like that.
A signal for another Columbine.
I don't want to say that word. That's just overused. But basically, it's a sad, you know, I guess, mark on today when people are so cautious and overbearing on it that this happens. But, and if it wasn't, even worse than anything else, the law of expulsions and... Even the jail sentences for students that have just basically done pranks. Because,
right, and we're actually going to get to that.
Schools are so scared of being sued by their parents that they listen to the Metro or whoever you have for your local police department instead of, you know, taking it as their kid. It's a prank. Get over it. So.
Exactly. Thanks for the call, Kari.
No problem.
Cool. But yeah, he had a good point there. I mean, we are getting stupid about this shit when we're. You know, that judge, and this is a Las Vegas juvenile hall judge or whatever you want to call him, juvie judge.
Juvenile court.
Yeah, and he even said that, you know, you need to draw a better line between what's a prank and what isn't a prank. You know, what is truly a felony? A kid mooning, then getting stuck and accidentally causing his horn to honk, you know, is not felony indecent or a misdemeanor indecent exposure. It could be, yes, by the law it is, but it is not because it's a prank. He wasn't intending to hurt anyone.
Hold on. There was more reason. Yeah, it was a prank, and he didn't intend to hurt anyone.
Right,
that's true. However, on one hand, I can understand why, because it is technically illegal. It is indecent exposure.
Yeah.
However, wanting to expel him because of the zero tolerance shit.
Bullshit.
I think that's absolute crap. Now, Akari brought up something very good. He brought up a very good yet overlooked point. When you're in high school. Everything's completely different in the sense of the rules that you have to adhere to.
Mm-hmm.
The shit that gets pulled on you in high school, okay? And I don't mean by just the fucking torment or anything like that, because that's all anybody remembers.
Mm-hmm.
The shit that's pulled on you in high school, I mean, like the environment that you have to like fucking actually work in on your education, if that was an environment with a regular employer, dude, you could so fucking sue their ass.
Yeah.
And the thing that the card brings out is that environment. It's completely different when you're a kid. When you become an adult, it's, you know, it's the real world, which has a lot less restrictions on some things. Of course, restrictions
a lot less restrictions on, you know, a lot. I would actually say it has a lot more restrictions because, in all honesty, you can't moon a coworker, you will get fired.
Exactly.
You can moon a student, you won't get fired.
Right.
You know,
right.
And they're, what they're trying to do is they're trying to bring that real world into the classroom in a way that's very harsh, and I think it's going to alienate more and more people as time goes on.
Well, I don't think they're really actually bringing the real world into that at all. I really, really don't. And the reason I say that is this right here. I mean, we had a coworker, okay, that was brought up on sexual harassment charges, I think at least two times that I'm aware of, and because no one wanted to go ahead and follow through with it for whatever reason, you know, our employer dropped it.
Right.
Now, the thing here that I'm looking at is this, in all honesty.
It may, have been a baseless accusation, though.
Exactly. And the problem is with the school district and things like this, there's like the zero tolerance shit. Now, my opinion is this right here. I understand zero tolerance on certain things. And I can tell you right now, as somebody who did fuck up, who was busted at school on weapons violations... When I was back in high school, you've heard that story.
We've all heard that story.
Yeah, I'm not going into that at all. Trust me. If you haven't heard the story, guess what? It's in the archive someplace.
Or we'll cover it sometime down the road when we have more time.
But the thing about it is, did I fuck up? Yeah, I fucked up big time. I did something really fucking stupid. But, you know, it was like, you know, they tried expelling me. And my mom was like, why? What are you going to expel him for, dude? He didn't mean to hurt anybody. And I even had a teacher that, you know, came to my defense going, yeah, I wasn't fucking threatened by him or anything. It was just, you know... They were props, okay? That's it, nothing more. And basically at that point, you know, I had a good teacher that, you know, was able to pull some weight for me and pull some strings, which I am eternally grateful for. Now, did I fuck up? Yes, I did. Now, the problem is I realize when you're a kid, you know, you're not 100% mature. Shit, I know some adults that aren't even 100% mature. But the point is, you know, that's a time where you're supposed to be growing and basically learning your boundaries. For them to actually go ahead and try to crush kids like that and try to ruin them for the rest of their lives, it's not right.
I can agree to that. I can agree to that wholeheartedly.
And that's why I think that private schools are better, because private schools will be able to work with a
kid.
See,
now, in all honesty, though, private schools are going to be more strict and severe than public schools because they don't have to have you as a student. They can always get more students. I mean, it's just a recruiting effort there. You know, they're not getting their money from public funds, so they don't feel obligated to keep you as a student.
Oh, God, tell me about that.
And that's where your vouchers come in, because what will start happening is these private schools will start getting public funds for private, you know, for kids to be taught in private schools.
That's a very interesting idea.
And that's the voucher system right there.
No, I understand how the voucher system works, but the way you're presented that, it's very interesting, because I've never heard anybody present it like that. That may be harsher, more willing to kick kids out.
Absolutely. I went to a Catholic school. Now, this is, keep in mind, it was elementary, like 2 through K.
Sure, sure.
But, you know, you had to keep yourself in order, and if you didn't do good, you know, and you didn't keep up, or you were a disciplinary issue, they don't have to play the games. They don't have to deal with you. They can kick your ass out the door right away, you know, and that's just how it works.
Right.
You know, and then, you know, you want to introduce your voucher system you're talking about. Well, let's say you do that. Let's say you get public money. You send your kid to a private school with public money.
Okay.
They fuck up. They get kicked out. What can the parents do? Nothing now. Not a damn thing. Because it's a private school. It's like a private business. They have their right to do that. Public schools, yeah, you can probably contest that like your mom did. But if you did that in a private school, no.
Well, not anymore, because of the zero tolerance shit. Now everybody has a cop-out for that crap.
Mm-hmm. And zero tolerance is probably, in my opinion, the worst idea ever. You know, allow people to make mistakes and educate them off of that. I mean, that's one thing we always learned as a kid growing up. You will learn from your mistakes.
Exactly.
You know? And if you're not allowed to learn because you have a zero tolerance policy, you're done.
In my opinion right here, what I think should be done, I don't, and this like I said, this is one of Claude's crazy-ass ideas. And please, by all means, Trench, everybody in the chat room, message boards, tell me what you think. I think that if we're going to have zero tolerance to kick kids out of public schools, I think we're going after the wrong children.
What do you mean?
I think that at-risk kids should be taken, and they should be maybe given perhaps more attention, and we should work with them to become productive members.
Of course.
However, I think that people with bitchy parents and sue crazy parents, I think those are the ones that should be expelled. Just like an employer.
Yeah, but okay, now you're giving them ammo. You're giving them ammo. If you say, let's kick them out because you know what, their parents are going to sue us anyway.
No.
You're giving them ammo to sue.
Hold on, Chief. That's not what I'm saying here. What I'm saying is this right here. If if a student, okay, if their parents decides to sue the school district or something like that, I think the school district should say very well, we'll go ahead, we accept that. However, we choose to expel your child for financial risks.
I see.
You see what I mean?
Sort of like an insurance liability.
Right. I don't mean just going out and cutting out the deadwood immediately. I'm saying
Yeah, but you know what? You're still, I mean, if you present it in the way of an insurance, yeah. And, of course, everybody's going to have their own beef with that. Because,
oh, exactly.
You know, you're taking them and you're saying, you're a liability, you're a risk, you're an insurance factor. Well, that, again, sucks more humanity out of the whole situation.
I think if we did something like that right there, it would really make the parents think twice. You know what? Yeah, you're absolutely right. Guess what? You're going to sue us and try to fucking pay your kids' way through the rest of their life off the money you get. But guess what? They're not going to college because we're going to kick them out. They're going to have to start over. Send them to a fucking private school or something like that. My opinion is this right here. I think it is absolute bullshit that my insurance rates for my car are based upon my credit score and that they can discriminate against me on that shit right there. However, I think... However, I think that if we're going to go that far, then you know what, dude? Gee whiz, I think that what we need
now,
to do right there is the same thing
now,
for people who are at risk.
I own you asks, but why punish the kids because the parents are jackasses? And that's a good question. Why are we punishing those kids because of the parents?
That is very good. That's a very good question. However, and this is another fucking off-the-wall clod thought. My guess is this right here. If we don't punish those children somehow, some way, and if we set the example that your parents suing for asinine reasons is perfectly acceptable, they are going to grow up and be just like their parents. My opinion right there, in the game of life, dude, they're collateral damage if we kick them out.
Interesting. Well, that's a good question.
And it sets an example for them to make, make the parents think twice. We're not here to deny anybody an education, but we're here to also protect the vested interests of the public school system.
Okay.
Number two, if we don't fucking break the chain right now, because, I mean, basically, you know, we're never going to. Because people think, they have it in their mind that you know, a lawsuit is the equivalent of the lottery. The lawsuit is simply, a lawsuit for any kind of damages is simply to get you back to where you were. No better off, no worse off.
Right, but the problem is everybody thinks that their life and their time is worth millions of dollars. And
hence,
in all honesty,
they think every lawsuit's a lottery payout.
Yeah,
we need to break people of that habit. We need to do it now.
Great. So now we've gone from that to tort reform.
I have no idea what.
How the hell did we just do that loop?
I have no idea.
Tort reform is basically where you put caps and limits on what you know people can.
No, I'm not saying that at all. I mean, if somebody has a legitimate complaint or something like that, I'm not going to put a cap on just because my opinion that's another cop out.
The chat room here right now just interrupt you is saying how exactly would one punish the parents? Taiki says take them out and spank their asses.
Yeah, right. No, I think that what we need to do is we need to set those examples for children and saying, guess what? Your parents sued, and because your parents were a jackass, guess what? They fucked up your life.
So, in other words, you're creating therapy for these kids to have to go through down the road.
All I'm trying to do right now is create a more inclusive environment for my own kids to be more healthy in.
Yeah. I like it. Dakari says, parents don't ever believe their children are ever the bad eggs. Well, some do. Realistically, most do.
Right.
You only get these few that really don't.
In all honesty, dude, sorry, guy. It's not the few.
Yeah.
It's really, really not. Okay? But, yeah, I think what that is, I think it's a good wake-up call. As you know what, number one, if we go ahead and we reprimand a few people like that and kind of punish their asses, say, guess what? Boom. You want to sue us, fine. But in the meantime, your child cannot participate while this lawsuit is active. Okay? You're going to have to arrange for a private tutor. And maybe then we can arrange for some sort of, I don't know, voucher for a private tutor or homeschooling or something like that as an option.
Oh, come on now. You know the parents that would sue wouldn't be the first parents that do homeschooling, but that's another story altogether.
I understand, but still yet, if we create that boundary right there and say, you know what, if you want to give a frivolous lawsuit, that's fine, but guess what? It's going to take a more burden on you. And, of course, if they win, we'll pay for the homeschooling because, after all,
it's a voucher system. So who wins? Who really wins? That kid gets away with something that, you know, they get to sue, make money. No, I just don't think that system works. I don't think that system works. I'm sorry.
That's fine.
My opinion, humble as it may be.
Like I say, even if we took away the voucher system, if we didn't allow it to come to that, if we just simply went ahead and instead of having a universal voucher system, give maybe a voucher for expelled children, you know, say here's private tutoring or something like that, or perhaps, you know, just straight out, hey, guess what? Boom. your ass is going to have to go through homeschooling. I think homeschooling is the best one at all. And the reason I say this is, check this out. When you go and you apply for automobile insurance right there.
Hold on. We got this, the studio troll, or no, just said yeah. Yeah, if you didn't hear that, she was just saying that homeschool children are usually two grades over an average in school. So, yeah, I mean, you know, there is benefits to homeschooling.
Right now,
but there's responsibilities on behalf of the parents. And,
oh, exactly.
Come on, not a lot of parents want to take that risk. Not a lot of parents want to take that time.
I understand, but I'm saying right now, if people that want to give frivolous lawsuits
speaking of time,
and do stupid shit like that for their kids, you know, to put that stuff through, make them face the consequences of, guess what, your child can't go here because you're a jackass and you have to consider the risks. Now, do you still want to be a fucking moron?
Good question.
That's all I'm saying.
Hey, we're out of time.
No, we're out of time. I have better music than that.
I like this music.
I have better music than that.
Next week.
Next week, all the time.
Ladies and gentlemen, you have been listening to the greatest internet radio show ever,
Spank Wagon Radio.
We want to take a few moments to thank people that help us make this show happen.
That's right. Thanks to all of you.
First off, I'd like to say thank you to Jimmy Diggs and LVRocks.com for allowing us studio time, space, microphones and a chair to fart in.
We do appreciate it. Smell the aroma.
Want to say a big thank you to Radio306.com for syndicating us.
Bless you, Canada, procurer of Tim Hortons.
Also want to say a big thank you to PlanetRadio.us for syndicating as well.
And Florida, the home of Disney World.
Whatever. Want to say a big thank you to Virtual One and VFTP.net for hosting half of the archives. Big thank you to ArsAnime.com. Check out your anime connection there with Toe. Also, if we're not live, we are in the archive. Check us out on the internet, SpankWagon.net. Also, check out Subject to Discussion, where you can pull it weekly from the archive. I have been your host, Trencher.
I am, of course, of the irrefutable quadraphonic Ayatollah of the internet airwaves, Claude Balls. Try fitting that on a business card.
I would want to. We do appreciate you guys tuning in this week. We hope you tune in next week. Hopefully we will not have the internet problems.
Hopefully not.
But hey, if we do, you know we'll still be here. Claude, good
Trench.
Show.
Excellent show.
We'll see you all next week.
Have a good night, everybody, and have a better weekend.